Hey, my yayas. Thank you all for just being there and listening to this podcast. I know I normally post on Fridays in this new season, but this is a church announcement, so to speak. This episode is going to be a little bit different. Many of you know on April the 1st, 2020, in the midst of this pandemic, I lost my grandmother. My grandmother was 83 years old, and she had been sick a while, but it wasn't COVID-19 related. My prayers go out to everyone that has lost loved ones, that have tested positive, or have had some kind of effect, directly or indirectly, from COVID-19, to those that are unsure, uncertain about jobs, money, and finances. My prayer goes out to this world right now. So much is going on. But right now, Unwanted chapters 4 and 5 are on hold until week after next. And the reason why I'm doing that, I need time to grieve. I need time to grieve. Because for those of you all that don't know, my grandma and I were very close. I lived with my grandmother at one point in time. That was my heart. And she is the reason why I'm a musician, I'm a singer and songwriter. She is the reason why I'm in the places I'm in now. She is the reason why I'm such a strong person. She's the reason why I am who I am today. And I thank God for her acceptance of me. From the time I came out to even me going through this transition. And I'm so grateful for my grandmother. She's instilled so much in our whole family. And the last couple of months, I had limited contact with her due to her being sedated for congestive heart failure and some other health issues. And also, because of the coronavirus outbreak and pandemic, she was restricted from having visitors in the hospital. She was restricted from having family members coming in. We could call her and things like that. And I was able to talk to her before my birthday on last month. So this is bittersweet in the sense I'm thankful that she's not having to suffer anymore. And I'm grateful that I spent 34 years with my grandmother out of the 83 that she was on this earth. And I'm very grateful for her. I remember coming up in church and I would be sitting in the choir stand with her singing. That's how I got my start in singing. I remember when I joined the youth choir, my grandmother made sure that I had the clothes that I needed, made sure that I was in rehearsal, made sure I was at church. She would come to my piano recitals, and she would come to school events that I would have. And one of my favorite memories of my grandmother was around maybe 12 years ago, 11, 12 years ago when I was in college. Y'all, and I'm recording in my car this morning, because I needed time to process this. But I remember I was in college and I hadn't yet transitioned, and she surprised me. My uncle, I called my uncle and I called a lot of my family. I said, y'all, I'm doing this night at the opera. I would love for you to come. A few family members couldn't come because of job and because of health reasons. And I called my grandmother in preparation for this, like weeks in advance, and was telling her about everything. I said, Grandma, I want you to come to the night at the opera. I want you to finally get to hear me sing opera. And she said, well, baby, I'm going to see if I can come. You know, my knees and my legs, aren't allowing me to do much because my grandmother dealt with arthritis and she had fluid on her knees and she had different things going on due to congestive heart failure. And, whew, God, I called my uncle the night before and the day of. I said, Joe, you still coming? He said, yeah, I'm coming. I said, what about grandma? He said, call her. I called her and my grandma said, baby, I ain't going to be able to make it. I said, okay, grandma. I said, I'll see if I can get a video or something for you or a DVD. Because we taught her how to work a DVD player and a VCR. We even got her a cell phone and she loved it. So that Saturday came and I'm getting dressed after a long rehearsal and ripping and running that day. And my grandmother and my uncle came. However, I didn't know who this was. So my uncle calls me. He says, I pulled up in front of your dorm. I said, I'm on my way. I said, I'm getting ready to get dressed. I just got out of rehearsal. I said, I'm on my way to get dressed. I said, I'm gonna show y'all where everything is. I said, well, just let me get dressed. I said, y'all can come up to my dorm. They was like, no, go ahead and get dressed. We'll be out here. I said, well, if y'all need to go ahead and get something to eat, go ahead. Y'all can, my uncle knew where the restaurants were. So I got dressed. I got ready to approach his car before I got dressed. And I'm sorry if I'm all over the place. My mind is just going 100 miles a minute. So I walk up to the car. I see a figure. I'm thinking, oh, this is one of my uncle's friends. This might be his friend, Mr. O. This is like family to me. You know, my uncle's friends are like my aunts and uncles, you know, because they treat me like I'm their niece. So I walk up to the car and I look in the car. I said, when I saw that it was my grandmother, I was so ecstatic. And I was like, grandma, oh my gosh. Like, the schoolgirl came out of me. I was so excited to have my grandmother on campus. That was her first time on my campus, on campus with me. And she enjoyed it. She enjoyed the show. When I came off the stage and I went to my grandmother and my godmom at the time, my grandmother said, baby, I enjoyed it. She said, you all sounded so wonderful. And my grandmother was like, I heard you practicing something over the phone when you came home one weekend. And I'm like, who is that singing that opera? And my uncle said, oh, that's your grandchild. I said, okay. And she was like, okay, that sounds good. She said, well, why are he making all that noise picking at me? And the night of, my grandma had a wit about her. She looks at me as her and my ex-girlfriend were sitting at the table. Yes, she got to meet one of my girlfriends in college. And my grandmother loved her. She loved my grandma. Like, it was so special. So, my grandma looks at me and says, baby, and she looked at my ex-girlfriend. She said, honey, I'm about to rag on my grandchild. My grandmother says, I enjoyed it. She said, but I got a question. I said, what is it, grandma? She said, how you get all of that sound out that little bitty body? And we couldn't do anything but laugh because I am a petite, thin-framed person. I'm a small-framed person. I have long legs but a short upper body. How does that work? And my grandma was like, I've heard you sing. She said, I heard you sing in church. You can tear the house down. She said, but this is my first time hearing you sing art songs, sing opera. And the fact that your voice carries so strong, she said, I'm amazed at that. I am proud of you. I am proud of you. And that's one of the many memories that will stick out to me. Because my grandmother is how I got my start in music. Damn, y'all. Excuse me, y'all. And as I sit here and do this podcast, I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm confused. I find joy in all of this because she's in a better place. But thankful she got to see me become a recording artist. I let her hear one of my songs. And I let her hear a lot of the music that I'm doing. And just the fact that she's responsible for where I'm at in music. This is going to be one of my shorter podcasts. I am so grateful for my grandmother, y'all. I am very grateful. And it hurts that she died during this global pandemic and she basically died alone. And, you know, I was praying that it wouldn't happen during this time. And my heart really goes out to those who have lost loved ones throughout this whole season because they've not been able to have a formal service for their family. For some, it's been direct burial or direct cremation. Or simply, they've had to do things virtually or just do graveside services. And that's one of the things that's hurting me the most because we can't do like we normally do. That my grandmother died alone in a hospital hooked up to machines and shit. And I am just so grateful for those of you that reached out to me on yesterday, that showed me love, that showed my condolences. Thank you all. Thank you all. I want to get that out. I want to say thank you. And I'm not going off the grid. No, I'm not going off the grid. But I'm giving myself a couple of weeks to regroup, giving myself some time. I may pop in. You may get a nice little surprise. But right now, I need to just grieve. I need to really grieve. I really need to grieve. So, and for those of you who are dealing with grief or may have lost loved ones, friends, anyone due to this coronavirus or due to anything, if you've lost a loved one, my prayers are with you as well. I want you all to stay encouraged and get help if you need it. There's platforms like Talkspace.org. There are help things available for you. And so I love you all. Y'all have a blessed rest of April. Have a blessed weekend. And I love you. Thank you.